Good morning and praise be to God. Shalom. We have continued to see how the blessing of God is present to the world of paganism, to the world without God, to the world of where people dwell without God and without hope. And that's where the Lord has sent each one of us to spread his own blessing. The blessing of God is carried by the agents of change, the agents of God is carried by men and women whom God has sent so that they may take this gospel to the people who need it. We already discovered that we are blessed people. And we are in a pilgrimage. We are in a journey. We are moving from one place to another until we appear before God in Zion, as we discovered in the book of Psalms 84. In that pilgrimage, one of the things is that we change the valley of Baca, the valley of pain, where God's people are chained, where men and women have been depressed and chained by the kingdom and by the strongholds of evil, the stronghold of Satan, the stronghold of idol worship, the stronghold of tribalism and racism, stronghold of witchcraft and all powers of darkness. And we are to release them. I think that's the purpose of our being in this world. We're in the world so that we can be able to glorify God. We are in this world so that we can be able to bring the good to the people who remain here. We are in this journey so that we can be able also to grow and become better people. And we are on this journey so that we can be able to ground the purpose and the powers of darkness and the strongholds of evil. Now, having said that, we said that we are going to answer six questions about the church and its blessing in its pilgrimage. And the first question we said we needed to know is how the church starts, is how we bring in or the birth of the church of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we said we are going to focus on the city of Ephesus. The city of Ephesus is the one that's going to be our case study. Why the state of Ephesus? Because in the book of Revelation chapter 2, we discovered that the seven churches, out of the seven churches, the first church that was mentioned was the church at Ephesus. And then the church continued to grow cold until the seventh church, which was Laodicea, which had already removed the Lord Jesus Christ from amidst the lampstand or from amidst the members, and Jesus was outside knocking. So we see the downward trajectory of the church of Jesus Christ at the book of Revelation chapter 2. And then we're asking ourselves, what can we do to make sure that the church does not go, the down valley, or that is, that the church of Jesus Christ does not really go down, but it keeps on growing up and up. And that's why we are now coming to the, to this church of Ephesus and says, let's begin from the beginning. Before before we found the church at Ephesus in the book of Revelation going down, let's start where it started. Let's grow with this church. And and the Bible takes us in the book of Acts 18. Acts 18, from verses 18 to 28. Here we focus on how the spiritual blessing was brought to the city of Ephesus. And the fellowship here was started. We look at how this Ephesians church was born and the mentors who carried the spiritual blessings. We will also learn the principle of ministry coaching and its effectiveness. It would be good for us to realize that this church of Ephesus was planted by a man called Paul and a couple named Apollos and Aquilas. No, sorry, a couple named Aquilas and Priscilla. Then another gentleman, another great man of God called Apollos, also came over to be part of that. So we learn about four individuals who were the starting point of this church: Paul, Aquilas, Priscilla, and Apollos. Let's read from Ephesians 18 and verses 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Caesarea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus. There we are. Where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila, he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. That's how this church began. Paul started by reasoning with the Jews. He went to the temple. So this church started from the synagogue. He started from where some people were meeting. He started from where some people knew who would connect with him. He knew that there are people who had heard about the blessing of God, but they had mistaken about it. And so he went where they were. May God connect us and know where we could start. Let's find out who is it that we can go and start. Where can we start the fire of this blessing? Paul knew, and he started in a synagogue. And how did he start? By reasoning with them. Well, when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I'll come back if it's God's will." Then he set from Ephesus. When he landed in Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church, and then he went down to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia, Phrygia, strengthening the disciples. Meanwhile, look at here now, another group came, another team came to keep on establishing this church that Paul and Aquila and Priscilla had started. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scripture. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. So he goes back to the synagogue now. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of the Lord more accurately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, that is now in Corinth, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived there, he was a great help to those who by the grace had believed. For he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponent in public debates, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. So what we have learned here briefly is how the church at Ephesus was started. So it was started by great men of God. It was started by Paul. It was started by friends of Paul, this couple, Priscilla and Aquila. And afterwards, another great gentleman, Apollos, came and they began this church. You can discover that Apollos had he knew only the baptism of John. However, he started and the couple were able to fashion and coach him to become a better minister. May God help us to work together and to get to know that we are all needed in the starting of the church to bring the blessings of God in Jesus' name.